We are on Daf Tes, Samad Aleph. Abibo Oma. It's after Barach, two-thirds of the Amid. Loilam Kediktoni. That means we had a problem. We had a problem. The Baraisit said, Echad Rochu Chamoya. Echad Tofis B'Meisera. So it seems that the Tofes B'Meseira is kind of the Meseira, which is a very difficult concept to understand, because a chelik of the Meseira is on the Rosh HaChamoya, and he's not kind of that chelik. He shouldn't be kind of anything, because he did not make a complete Hagbah. So that was a problem. So the Gemara had ended up by saying that we have to learn the Baraisa with a grain of salt, that Zekona Chamer Ubeis Pager, is kind of the Chamer, and as Rashi had said, is kind of the Beis Pager als Tachshit of the Chamer, Zekona Mashetofes Biyodoi, and the Tofes B'Meseira is kind of only that what he's holding. And the in-between, no one is kind of. Which is a doichik in the Lashon of the Baraisa. Is Rabbi Yebo Omar Lo'ilam Kediktoni. Be'emesin, we can learn the Baraisa Kipshutai. Since the person who stoffes b'meseiro could pull the meseiro, and then the bei fageho would come off the head of the chamoyer, so he's kind of everything. Let us see what Rashi says. Loize veloize, no, kidektoni zekona chamer, zekona meisera. And the one who's kind of meisera is kind of the complete meisera, filu beis fager shel chamer. Hoyel viyoche latofis be meisera le moshe be koyach. Since he can pull it off, vi yinotek miroisha chamer. And if he pulls it, he'll get off the head of the chamer. And it'll be by him. Since the roish of the chamer is gavoya min hakarke, noyach lavia etzloi benetika achas. So just by pulling it, it's noyach lavia etzloi. Now, l'chayre, the svare of Rav Abo, we have to understand the svare of Rav Abo, mein yochei lenatka, mein let a person is bekayich to be menatek, no? A person is bekayich to be magbia also, so we'll say, since it's bekayich to be magbia, so just like he was magbia, Basherusham, there was no agbo, there's no nituk. So lechere, the svare of Rav Abo was as follows. Fashteitzach, if it's mechusar agbo, so I don't say he could be magbiyet. It will be magbiyet, it'll make a maisekinyin. Kozman is not magbiyet, there's no maisekinyin whatsoever. Here, we have the base fagel, which is on the Rosh of the Chamer. And Be'etzem, if the Rosh of the Chamer would not be there, so he'd be holding the Meisera. That means we're not speaking about a long Meisera, we're speaking about a short Meisera. And the only reason, in Be'etzem Mitzad HaGbo'osoi, Mitzad HaSheni, that when he's holding it on the second side, really could pick up the whole Meisera, including the base Pagel. No, there's a problem. The Beis Pagel is on the Roish of the Chamoyer. So on that, Rabbi Bow said, it's not Mechusar Hagbo, it's Mechusar Nituk. That means there's something, Mitzat is Maiseh, he's being Magbiya the Meiseh. Boharaye, the Roish of the Chamoyer would not be there, it'd be Mugba. Mitzat is Maiseh, he's Magbiya. There's like a ikuv in his agbo from the Roish HaChamoyer. The Roish, since it's not resting on the Roish HaChamoyer, so because of that, it's making that Bepoyel is not being magbia everything. So since it's Yochel and Natek, so it's considered Kilo he made a Maisa HaGbo. It's not Mechusar Hag, because the Maisa HaGbo he had made already, it's only Mechusar Nituk. Now there's a problem, there's another problem. There's a problem I saw God, Yel Sashachar, yes, the Kashem, that the Emerson, the Balach HaMoyer, has to be kind of, I mean, he made a Maisa Kinyin on the HaMoyer, which is no Shaila, and he should be kind of the base for girls, Tachshetach HaMoyer. Safilo will say in Lomdis that it's Ki'ilu, he's Magbia, the base Fagel, but the other one made a Kinyin in the Chamoyer, and automatically the base Fagel should become his Al-Stach Shita Chamoyer. Be'emison, there's a Taz. The Taz in Simen Reishai and Aleph speaks about this Ha'orah. Siv Beis. So the Taz says as follows, that Rabbi Bo held that he's kind of base fagel, the ain't shayach, it's not shayach to say that the base fagel is bottle legabi habehime, the adrabe, kivin sheze yochel linatko, cheshvinan keilu kvar minutekes, so that means the Yochel Natko, since the Yochel Natkin you saw there's not a new Maise Kinyin, the Maise Kinyin is making ready, he's making now a Maise Kinyin of Hagbo. It's Munach Al Roish HaChamoyer. So kivin sheze yochel enatke cheshvin kilo kvar menutekes me'al reish habeime. Could be the Taz means to say, that means, be'emesin, the reichiv and the chamer is not making a maise kinyin on the base fagel. He's making a maise kinyin on the chamer. No. He should be kind of, since he's kind of the Chamer, so the base fagel is a tachshit of the Chamer, it's bottle to the Chamer. So I would only say it's bottle if there's no hisnagdis to that when it's remaining there. Since mitzad the teifes b'meisere, he's yochel and natko, so that takes away the din bittle. That's somehow what the Taz says. Perhaps we can mention perhaps another svarim. We had mentioned in the beginning of the sugya that there's a svarim by Hagvod Zichya, such a svarim, that when a person is magbia something, kimandich nisol shusay dami. The lumdis of Kinyan Agbo is, it's like I was machnas the whole thing in my reshus. Even though it's sticking out of my hand, and I picked up a part of it. But since I'm being magbia, it's like it's in my hands. It's noket lebi yodai, it's like in my reshus. So, could be there's a svara we had mentioned a few days ago, that you cannot make a Maisa Kinyan in Yenim's Rishus. Just like Meshicha does not help Bershus Meicha, because you're pulling it and pulling it and pulling, but it's still in the Rishus Meicha. You're not getting it out of the Rishus Meicha. A Maisei Kinyan in Yenim's Rishus does not help. Hagbah helps Bershus Meicha, because it's considered you're taking it out of the Rishus Meicha. So it could be the toughest b'meisera is the gather of Agbah is ki'ilu k'mande noket lei b'yodei, like I have the whole thing in my hands, in my rishus. So could be this overpowers any other kinyan. You're making a kinyan rochuv, and because of the kinyan rochuv, you should be kind of the base vagel. You cannot make any maise kinyan in someone else's rishus. And since the base for girls and my shoes, therefore you're not koinem. So one of these two mahalchem. This was the svar of Rav Abu. So the Gemara says, "Vahoda Rav Abu brusehi." Rav Abu is a toys. Di loy taim ahochi. If you'll say like Rav Abu, so come out a meir de kechidish. Talis shimunachas chetzio al gabe karke. The chetzio al gabe omot. You have a talis, that half of it is on the karke and half is on the omot. Ubo echot bigbi a chetzio mi al gabe karke. Ubo acher bigbi a chetzio mi al gabe omot. So according to Rav Abo, will come out the minute that one picked up half of the talis. Since it's yochel lenate katalis, and it will be menatek it, so it will be completely mugbo mitzad magbiya, so it's called, like it was already magbiya, the whole talis, even though it's still munach and omen. So it'll come out, hochi named de kamakoni, it'll come out that the first one who picked up the talis will be kind of the whole talis, and the second one who will pick it up later won't be kain. It's a more the kechidish to say such a thing. And if the din would be like this, so it should have been brought down someplace that the din of shnayim oichsim betalis is only if it was on a level kalke. So then. The first one wasn't kinda with his agbah till the second one picked up the whole talis. But if it is there are two levels, so then the first one is kinda ready when he picked up from the bottom level, and it doesn't say that any place. Hello, the Rav Abo Barusi. So Rav Abo is a toys. But let's see, what does Rashi say? Brusi, the afagav, the yochel enatek, even though it's possible to pull it away, lav hagbohi, that is not considered a hagboh, since potentially it could be menatek. Chetzi agabi ha'amud, the kibin de bamokim gavoya hu, ha'oichsa b'roishe yasheni noichle lenatek levi etzleid, le mechser hagboh. That means it's that my holding it now theoretically is agbah on the whole thing. Just that what it's munach on the omod is like preventing that you should see the agbah. Mitzav my maise, I might be the whole thing. But that's called leimechser agbah. It's only mechusanitik. Chinami dekame koni, de mechi agbah konye kule. Bishim de yochel enatko im kein yesh chiluk bishnayim shegviyu mitziya zemikan vzemikan beimokim gavoye lemokim nomuch deicha de shnei roshe munochim bekarke if both roshim abemokim munochim bekarke ein hagbo shol rishen koine kulo. Then by lifting up half of a talus she can't be koine the whole talus. Shein yochel enatko levi etzloi mitoich shuol chamunach bekarke. It's called mashu noitke, but just by pulling it alone, without lifting it, o moishchoi, achrov nigrahu aga, moishchoi achrov nigrahu aga bekarke. Abo vohoch, beheiched, echad meireshe, govoya, כגון בראש החמור גבי עומד המביא התחיל לראש על גבי קרקע כאינה כולה אצל כמרת וענן לאי אשכח on תנא דמפליק. We don't find a תנא that should differentiate if the talus is on two levels or the talus is on one level. So vaistoi is even if it's two levels mechusa nitzik is equivalent to mechusa hadbo. Toshma, Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Rochu Basode Umanik Beir Kone. Rochu Basode, Sarashi says, Beheime Shel Metzia, Kone, a person was Roichev and a Beheime in a Sode. Avoloi Beir, Betaime Meforish Lekame. Umanik, אף בעיר קונה, בכל שכן בסוד. אבל שמה מן הרוחל ולחוד די קון. על כפונים, we're still back to, we want to be pushed to the sophic, what רבי יהודה had, if רוחל is קונה, if it's not קונה. So we have here a verse, רבי לזר says, רוחל בסוד is קונה, ומנק בעיר. Fragt der Gemorre, auch in Namen im Mannig Berat. But we can't bring a Reihe at Rochow is Koine. Could be it's speaking about his Mannig Beraglo. That means what Rashi had before, his Boyit Beraglo. So he's a Mannig. So my male is Koine als Mannig. Rochow alone could be he's not Koine. So no Reihe for me. So the Gemorre says, I hochi heinu Mannig. So what are you saying? Rochel Basode Umanik Bir, we're differentiating the both are manik. Sigmar says Trey Gavni manik. There's two types of manik. There's a manik of manik mamish, he's Kairol of Ibo, or he's Makois of Ibo. And then there's a manik Beraglo. So there's two types of manik. But Rochav alone is not Koinah. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, if it's speaking about Manik Beraglo, Rochav Be'ir Maitaima Loikon. So why is Rochav Be'ir not Koinah? Now, the Loshen Ihochi is problematic. Now let us understand what the problem is. That means it would seem that if Rochov is speaking about Rochov alone, then we understand that Be'ir why it's not Koine. Then we understand. So it's Koine, Be'ir, it's not Koine. Oh, now it's speaking about Rochov as Manik Beraglo. Oh, now I have a problem. So why is Rochov Be'ir not Koine? So let just, so others want Geiris this whole line. So let us just see the bottom Taisvah, just to get a mahalach in the kasha of the Gemara. The bar ihochi rochav biir maitaime leikon. So Taisvah says, igar sinan ihochi, hochi pirushi. I amrit bishloime loy mairi bemanik beraglov. If it's not speaking about manik beraglov, lekach biir leikoni. That's why Be'ir Leikoni, the Loy Oslo Machmosei. So it's not Oslo Machmosei. Lefi sheyesh b'nei Odom, shemedabrim yachad, v'yesh kama dvorim be'emtza hadrochem. Liyam et manik beraglov imkein, Oslo Machmosei tuve b'amai Leikoni. Now let us explain what Tosfos is saying. Yeah. So, we had the whole sugya, and the Tosfos says this before also, which Yitzchak is going to learn the Tosfos, and that Rochov is Oslo Machmosei Ktas. What does it mean? It's Ozla Machmosei. That means the, a person sits down on a chamoyer, from the etzim sitting on the chamoyer moves a little bit, and this Ozla Machmosei Ktaz with the Tofus B'meiseiro, both together combine to make a Maise Kinyan of Rochav. That's the Kinyan of Rochav. Rochav is a Tofus B'meiseiro with an Ozla Machmosei. And let's just like to say over the Lashon of the Shita Mekabetzes, now we'll see the Lashon of Tosfos. So the Shita Mekabetzes brings down from the Ritzvosh as follows. Besada kone, sheileches machmosoi mipnei koivet rechivosoi. That means you sit down on an animal. The animal feels some weight was put on him. So the animal moves a little bit. It moves because of the kaivet. Someone sat on him. It doesn't, not a statue. So it moves because of the kaivet. She'ein mafsi, that means like this. That is an instinct of an animal. Someone sits on top of it, so it moves. She'ein mafsikin oisei oivri drochim. That means an animal will move if there's no obstacles in front of it. That means it's moving on its own accord. If it's in a soda, it's an open place. So when someone sits on it, so the normal instinct of an animal is to move. And that is a chelik of kinyan rochav, that's ozla machmosei. Avol be'ir shemapsikin oisai oivri drochim, ein heileches machmosei. But if it finds itself in a ear, that means it's a crowded place, the animal knows that doesn't have flashing lights, that people will start moving out of the way. So even though mitzad, its instinct, it feels it like to move, but since it's surrounded by obstacles and people, so it's fault an animal, so you don't move. I mean, that's the mahalach of an animal. So lechayre, this is pshat and taisvus. So let's see again the taisvus. Igar sineni hochi, hochi pirushe. Yamrit v'shloime le'mayri b'manig b'raglov. So the whole animal, the whole movement of the animal is because the animal wants to move. Not someone is guiding the animal and prodding the animal. Lekach v'ir le'koni do'loi oslo machmosi. It won't move taket. Lefi sheyesh b'nei odom shemedabrim yachad. That means there's a whole group of people speaking, and someone sits on top of the animal, so the animal's going to go, there's a whole group speaking, so what should they do? Excuse me, I mean, it's finished. They're here. V'yesh kama dvorim b'emtza adrochim. So the animal restrains its noble instinct, and it doesn't move. That's not ozla machmosei taket. He says, the whole ozla machmosei is an instinctive move from an animal when there's open spaces and there's nothing hampering this instinctive move. That's what the Shita Mekabetzes wants to say. Pshat, that's L'chayre Pshat and Taisvitz. But the Shita asks Samir de Kekashe. So it's not a chilek between an ear and the soda, if it moved or if it didn't move. That means rochav is kainer when it moves. If it doesn't move, rochav is not kainer. I mean, you're just telling me cases. Not rochav is kainer besode, not beer. I mean, if it moves, it moves everywhere. If you'll have an animal that holds an iva avsiyoid, there's a game in Ishton that these people are talking, he feels he has to move, someone sat on top of him. So it's kind of besado, it's kind of beer also. So the Shita asks on Taisvis, if that's the difference, so it's not a chilek between sada and ear. Then the Shita brings a second pshat, a very interesting pshat, which is a raivet. The raivet says that Rochav does not move. da beheime oimedes bimkoimo, וקוינה מפני שהוא משתמש בו כדרך שאודם משתמש בבהמתוי, והווה דומיה דחזוקה. ומשם הוכי בעיר לא יקונה, שאין דרך בעיר לרקויב ולמויד במקוימוי. It's a very interesting shita. I'd like to try to explain what I think the shita is saying. The shita says that kinyan rochel is koina als hishtamshis vavidumye de chazoke. Now what chazoke does he mean? Dachsich mean as follows, that the Gemara says in Kedushin, avchaveizam et beiz, and ever knani is nikne bachazoke. What is the chazoke of a nebeknani? Hitter loy min oloy, hoylech kelev achov, lebeis hamelchitz, tzochoy, goldoy. That means an eved knani did pulis of an eved. He was mishamish the ode. That's kinye chazoke. So that means by a balchai, a person. And here the Ravid says an animal is also a balchai. There's such a kinyan of shimush. That means the shimush, what the eved is mishamish todem, that's a maise kinyan, that's kinyan chazoke. He's roichetzim, he's sochim, that's a kinyan, that's a maise kinyan. He does what he's oimed to do, that's a maise kinyan. It is very interesting. It would seem the shimush of an animal is that it's a medis bim kaima, the animal stands, and he's sitting on top of it. The shita says, by a soda, if a kelt, he wants to have a good view, what is happening in the soda, what the poilim are doing. It seems that is the shimush to the odom. He wants to sit on top of the animal. That seems that is called a shimush. That's what the animal is used to take in places. That's kinyan rochel for sure. The Ravid says the whole kinyan rochel is when the animal is mishamish the person, and the shima, that's the shimush odom. There is a place where to sit, a high place where to sit and to view what is happening. And in al kaponim, So the Ravid says as follows. So a person will only use this shimush besodeh. That means he wants to see what's happening, wants to sit on the animal and see how his crops are doing, how his workers are doing. That is the shimush of rochel. He says when you're in a city, a person doesn't sit down on an animal. He wants to see what's happening there. In the middle of a bustling city, it's not keveya yeshiva, but in the middle of the city. So this shimush is only oimed to be done besode and not beir. That's how the Ravid says pshat in the Gemara. That's the hochi. The hochi, so that's a hochi. But if it's speaking about manik, so pshat is he's guiding the animals. What's the difference between the ear and the soda? It's a kinyan and the soda also. It's manning beraglof. I mean, if you're using the animal to travel with the animal, so that's meshiches. What's the difference between the ear and the soda? That's how the shita says pshat. My chavus, Rabbi Nekenta, wanted to be mitzadet. I don't know if it is that way. I mean, the Ravid says here that by kinyan rochel the behemoth medes became bimkaima, it stands, doesn't move, and that's a kinyan chazoke. Vavedumye de chazoke. This is similar to chazoke. That is what the Ravid says. So it could be. I mean, we hear there
the whole Shakla Vitali and Afchesim and Beis, there's the Issa of Manik Kloyim by Rochel, if Yoishev. So it was clear, could be according to the Ravid, the Issa of Manik Kloyim is Lav Davke. You're being Manik Kloyim. You're going someplace, like Tosis assumes for the Poshit, but could be a Shimush Bekloim is also called, was also Nichlal in the Isar of Manik Kloim. I mean, it could be according to the Rabbi, you don't have to move at all. Well, Kaponim, that's the Yochi. The Yochi is, but if it's speaking about that it's Manik Beraglov, so why isn't Manik Kainim? Oma Rav Kahane lefi shein darkon shel bnei odom lirkoiv be'ir. People are not roichev be'ir. Ein darkon, so Rashi says, mishum tzniusa. I had a little problem to understand this, but let us just go a little further, then perhaps we could explain it a little better. The Kitzel, the Gemara says over here that if a person is roichev a behema be'ir, person is manik beraglov, he's the behema is going, he's manik beraglov, through Rechive, it's not a derech, people don't do it al tznius. Fine. So Memele, if he did it, he's not koine. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Omele Ravashi l'Rav Kahane. You're saying, Amoyredike Chiddish. That means, Be'etzem, this person is making a Maisa an Hoge. He's manning the behemoth, going, he's saying, he's moving the behemoth is going in the ear, Manik Beraglov, he's kicking the behemoth is moving. That's Matsamaisa Kenya. Why does he cut? Because people don't do it. People don't do it, at least they won't do it, beer. So Mamelis of the Gemara says, a person made a Maisa Kenya, but a person, because of his covet, because of his sneers, he won't do it, he's not kind of. So let me ask you a kash. El miyata higbiya arniki b'shabbos. What'll be, didn't Shabbos geret, but what happens if a person is walking in the street in Shabbos and he sees an arniki, he sees a wallet bulging with money, and ma yasa ben shelo yechto, so he won't carry it. He'll stand there the whole Shabbos, but he has to pick it up upon him. He's surrounded by Puerto Rico. He can't, so he picks it up. It's not the derech, it's not allowed to do it. It's also, it's mukze, it's not allowed to do it. But will you say, Amiyatik, be a aniki b'shabbos, shein dalkan shal b'nei odom, like be a aniki b'shabbos, hochinami de loy kone. You'll tell me he's not kone? Elamai de oved oved v'kone. There's no such concept. That means if a person does a maise kinyin, there are reasons why he shouldn't do it. There's fuma reasons. Tiltumukta, tzniyas. But that should not in any way hamper the Maisa Kinyan. That means if Be'etzem is doing a Maisa Kinyan, he's making a Maisa Agbo, he's making a Maisa Nogge, but it's not proper to do such a thing. So good. That's another parsha. But in the Kenyan, that should not in any way hamper the Maisa Kenyan. Ochenami de loikoni, omai de ovad, ovad bekoni, ochenami may de ovad, ovad bekoni. So the Gemara does not like what Rav Kahane said. You said it's not the derech lilkoi beir, I'll buy that. But that should not hamper the Kenyan. So if it's being about Manik Beraglov, why isn't he kind of the bank? So the Gemara makes, the Gemara says, a nouveau. Ella b'mekech amem kereskinen. We're speaking about that this behema was sold, not a hefkedik behema. The amalei kni kederech shebnei adam koine. Very interesting agreement was made between the seller and the buyer. The seller said, I'm selling it to you if you'll make a kinyan, a menschlich amaisa kinyan. Well, if you make something that's not menschlich, that was a condition in the mechira. Knite derech shnei adam kainim. So memele, since ben adam, a normal ben adam would not make such a maisa kinyan of manik beraglo vayidei rechive beir, so he's not kind. That is pshat. That's a locha beir loikon. Beir reshus harabim hu, but what if this happened in the reshus haram? Koni. Now let's see what Rashi says. Beir reshus harabim hu, the scenario happened in the reshus haram. He's kind of beir the derech lirkoiv sham. There in the reshus harabim, you do ride. V'loy lahanik, you're not manig the behemah. Pen yipseku oivrei drachim beinoi lebein behemtoi. That means manig, the difference between meshicha and anhoge is meshicha means he's pulling it. Fine, there's a string, it's pulling it. That's meshicha. Now, not every behemah is nikta be meshicha. Anhoge means I'm calling it, I'm hitting it, but I'm guiding the behemah. Now, in Rishus HaRabim, it's difficult to guide the behemoth. There's Ivri Drachim coming, and it's very tumultic there. So there, you manig the behemoth through Rechive. That means, if I want to be manig the behemoth, I want to be manig, then I'll do it with Rechive. Yeah. Number one. So then, Rochav will be going. Number two. The Adam Choshev Hu, Koni. Second case, that Rochel will be Koni Beer, if he's an Adam Choshev. Now Rashi says, later an Adam Choshev means he's a wealthy person. Ein Darkei Lahanig Behema Beraglo. Now he's a wealthy person, he has a Behema. Now he needs the Behema. Now he's gonna stand next to the Behema and tell the Behema to come. It's not Lafi Kvaidoi. He's on the same plateau with the Behemah. The Behemah telling the Behemah to go. Behemah listens, doesn't listen, talking about a Chamer. A Kaponim, it's not Lafi Kvaidoi. He wants to sit on top of the Behemah and he'll be manic him, he'll give him a kick, and then that's a more convincing way of being manic, but it's Lafi Kvaidoi. Bi adam khashbu in dalke lahanig behema baraglo der kavait lirkay valel af besimte. Now he'll ride besimte shein bnei adam sham. So Rashi will see, Rashi means I think that there's not a lot of people there. When there's a lot of people there, reshus harabim, then no one is manning the behema because the yorei shema yapsiku evrei drachim. So my mail be modem choshebu koni. Vi isha hi kanye. And what if this is an isha? So she's also koine besimte. Vechein isha, shein ba koyach lecha is ha behema. She can't, the behema wants to run away. She can't hold on to the behema. Pen tinotek emeno. So an isha also, the only way she can guide the behema to make sure the behema doesn't run away is by sitting on top of it. The inish zilahu, but what if he's a prosta person? Koni, then he is koine beir. What does Rashi say? The inish zilahu koni. Shedalkoi lirkoi lifneiko. He's a shtikal oisvov. That means he doesn't have any pride to himself. He doesn't have any self-esteem. Shedalkoi lirkoi lifneiko. We said before that it's not bedarkei atzniyus. Af beloy doichik, even though there's no legitimate reason for doing it. Lefi she'enoi tzanua. He's not a tzanuadika person. So that's called, he's making a ma'ase kinyan the way he makes a ma'ase kinyan. Aval odom beinani. He's not a oisha. Kagoyin she'enoi choshev ba'oisha. Ve'enoi boish lo'oilech behema l'raglov. That means he can walk together with the behema. Ein darkoi lilkoi besimte be'ir bishum tznius. Or tznius, he won't do it. Now, I think pshat in the Gemara is, I'd like to mention this, a Gemara Masechtes Psochim. I had in the beginning a problem from the Gemara Masechtes Psochim, if this pshat is right, and then perhaps there's no problem. The Gemara in Psochim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says as follows. The Gemara says, it says this Tumas Moishov and Tumas Melkov, which theoretically are the same. But when it's speaking about a Zov van Ish, it says Melkov. It speaks about an Isha, it says Moishov and not Melkov. And the Gemara says from this, the Torah speaks for Loshen Nikiya. Loshen Nikiya. So what is the Loshen Nikiya? So it seems, so Rashi says, the Einoi Hogun Lahaskir Pisuk Raglayim Binoshim. That means Rechive, one spreads out the feet, that is not Bidarkei Hatzniyas by an Isha. So therefore, the Torah, when the Torah spoke about the Tumah, the Torah said, Moishav, she's sitting, not riding. Riding is epis, not tzniyistike anhoge. Fine. So at first I thought, oh, so here Rashi says it's not tzniyist to ride. So I thought, oh, the Gemara says that, al pisuk raglayim, it's not tzniyistike. But then, I chapzech l'cheir Hashem v'shamayim. But by a man, it seems that it says Melkov. By a woman, it doesn't say Melkov. By a man, it says Melkov. Our Gemara says it's not sneeze for a man to ride in the ear. And I saw that it is in the ear. It's not in front of people. It's not sneezing. So I got a little stuck. But I'd just like to mention one more thing, and then we'll come back to our Gemara. The Gemara asked as follows. You say it's not sneistic. It says, Vatirkavla ala gmalim by Rivke. She rode on a gomel. So the Gemara says, oh, on a gomel, a gomel is a very tall animal. So as out the fear of the height, it's darker. So that's, it's darker to make a ma'isa rechive, so memele, so therefore it's no problem. So that means a hechech lo yigune. That means if something could be avoided, then there's a proper way how things should be done. If because of the height of the gomel, it's that's the shtege, you have to be reichav on it to support yourself. You shouldn't fall down. So that's a hecher, that's not a gnai, that's not a bezoyin. So memele, so therefore it says vatir kavna. The Gemara is another kash, it says that they were riding on a chamoyer. So the Gemara says, yeah, bishum biyasusa delaylo, it was dark. Also, the shtege is to be reichav. Now, we see from the Gemara two things. We see from the Gemara that there is a concept of its nius by rechive, but this whole concept is only applicable if it could be done in a different item. Then there are gidrei tznius which apply. If the situation requires there should be a rechive, no problem. That's a hechech lo yigune. There's no gnai. There's no bizoyin. That's a hechech lo yigune. Now, and that's by a woman. By a man, there's no problem whatsoever. Now, there we're speaking about when a person is riding on an animal, he wants to get someplace. He wants to get someplace. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't want to walk, so he's riding on an animal. So there, by a woman, the steiger is not to be roichet. By a man, the steiger is to be roichet. That's what it says in the Gemara, unless in certain cases a woman is also roichet. We see from our Gemara, we're speaking about that roichet is koinet, roichet is not koinet. So here our Gemara says, Rishus HaRabim Derech Lirkoiv Shom V'loi Lahanik Penyivsuku Oivrei Drochim. That means that the Derech Rishus HaRabim is to ride, because since there's a lot of people there, it will be manic, they'll lose the behemoth. Penyivsuku Oivrei Drochim. Now, if you'd ask me why he's riding, I'll tell you, he doesn't want to walk, that's why he's riding. It seems that is not the case over here. If a person wants to travel on a behemoth, wants to ride on a behemoth, we're not speaking about this. We are meant to be with him. He wants to transport the behemoth. How does a person transport a behemoth? That means that he's not interested in saving steps. He wants to take the behemah with him. So there the Gemara says, in the Rishus HaRabim, you have to ride on the behemah in order to take the behemah with you, because there's so many people going, and you lose the behemah. A woman, she has to ride on the behemah in order to cross the behemah might run away. So here we're speaking about a different oifen of shimush. That means I'm not interested in sitting now. I'm interested in taking the behemoth with me. If your sole interest is taking the behemoth, it seems that a filu by a zocho, that is not megidre atzni, is to ride on it. So be manigit. This inyan of pisad raglayim, I think, Bifnei Anoshim, Bisode, no one's there, the covered godel. But Bifnei Anoshim, Beir, Besimte, it seems that is not Megidrei Atznius, that's what Rashi says. And for this Shimush, that means if a person wants to travel someplace and he's using the animal, that the animal should bring him, that is no problem whatsoever. That only says by Anisha there's a problem. By Anisha is no problem whatsoever. But here we are speaking about, that's not the case. The case is he wants to take the behemah with him. And so that's the anhaga which is normally used. This is the hiros bailus which should be shown when he wants to acquire the behemah. So if a person wants to do this, normally one will not ride on the behemoth for this purpose, bifnei rabin. It's that is missing the gidrei atznius, and that the Gemara says, but there are certain cases where one has to be roichiv, and that's bushes harabim, or an odom choshuv, or an isha. Could be, this is pshat in the Gemara. And let us just learn. Let's go back to Daf Chesam at Beis. Start learning the Taisvus. Manig lechude miike man de oma loikone. The Taisvus says, just to review the Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel, Roch of a manig, one is koine, one is not koine. And he didn't know which one he said was koine. So the Gemara says that that was the memra of Shmuel. Yizichya said that Rochel was not koine because manik, everyone holds this koine. Like Tosfos, Afal Gabbal Rav Shimon Islay beperikamid the kedushin. The behema ben daka ben gasa ain't a niknis elo bahagbo. You're only koine behema with agbor. So how could the Gemara say such a blank statement that everyone holds manig is koine? I mean, Rav Shimon says, you're only koine behagbor. become a kimporech metoyach stam masnisim. That what there are mi'ikeman da'oma loikona, we don't mean, don't take this literally, is there a person that said manig is not going to shoot it? People that say manig is not going to. But it means lahaloche, is there, would you say there's a stam mishneh that holds that manig isn't kaine? And what's the stam mishneh? Tosnan echod rochu ve echod manig. And it says that he say yachloiku. So you see, manig is hamaisikin. And the Gemara can ask later, so what's with rochu? Rochu, Moses could be rochu, is manig beraglo. So al kaponim, manig is ich ever mishneh that manig is hamaisikinin. Rochu, we don't have a mishneh. Oh, this number of Herikamba Dekdushin Bei Magase Niknis B'Mesire Divrei Rameyer V'Ramaloso. Now, the Stasis is missing a few words. That's what the Masha says. It says like this. It says Bei Madake V'Zemachloikis Rameyer V'Ramaloso and the Chachonim. One holds it's only Nikne B'Meshiche. And one holds it's nikne b'hagbo. That's a bein medak. The heima gas and nikness b'mesire is a davar muskin. Bein according to Rameh, Rabbi Lozen, bein according to the Chachamim. So we see that we have a stam mishneh that the heima gas is nikness b'mesire, and it would seem not b'anhoge. Now we have a stam mishneh ready. Taisu said, the Gemara was building from Stam Mishnayis. So Taisva says, B'mesira means, af b'mesira koma. It means that Mesira also helps. B'choshkin b'meshich, Meshich hazicha helps. So Memele, you don't have a Stam Mishnah that says that Meshicha doesn't help. And also the Gemara, the Echad Damaskin, Mesira doesn't mean only Mesira, avi pirushe af b'mesira. That only Meshicha and not Mesira. That means Meshicha is much better than Mesira. So the Gemara says, so if you said that you heard from Mashmul that one is not Kaine, Rochav hu Goloi Kon. So there has to be Rochav that's not Kaine. So Taisvis asks Umas Nisan the Echad Rochav. So we have a big problem. We just said a minute ago that the whole Makkel that the Gemara had that Manig is Koine, because it says Echad Rochav Echad Manig Yiseach Loiku. So you're telling me that Manig is Koine. There it says Rochav is also Koine. Echad Rochav Dochi Lekamon B'Manig Beraglo. Let's speak about Manig Beraglo. Rochav Odev the toughest one. So now the Gemara Klara Shaila, if you had, the Gemara wants to say the Shaila that Rav Yehuda had, if there were two kinyonim done bebasachas. One was a rochev and one was a manik. Is rochev better the toughest bo, or is manik better the Oslo Machmos? So Taisva says, what is the maila of toughest bo? What does it mean toughest? So Taisva says, "Ein laforish, do not say pshat. The toughest beraglo, that when he's riding on it, he's holding it with his feet. Oy bemeshe yoyshev oleo, or that when he's sitting on top of it, that's called toughus, because there is a contact between himself and the behemoth, with the either with the raglaim or with the goof." The high loy mikri tofus, that's not called tofus. Ella b'meshu hu tofus b'moiseiro. That what he's holding on to the reins, that's called tofus. Kali tofus. Tabisamach noket haylishna. The Gemara, when the Gemara mentions the maila of tofus, the Gemara mentions tofus b'moiseiro. Where does the Gemara mention this? The Gemara says, "Hey, chiposhik ma rochov miyoshev." How was Shmuel able to be poshit rochov from Yoshev? Yoshev loitofis b'maiseira. So we see the whole maila of tofis, which the Gemara is mentioning to say that by rochov That means it's toughest b'meiseir. V'tzorech loyma. So now we know Rochov has 1 mile, it's holding the reins. V'tzorech loyma the toughest v'ozlo nami ma'at machmosek. There's also a small hiluch that we mentioned already in the Tosfos we learned on Seif Daf Tes. That means when it sits on the behemoth, it moves also a little bit. There's an Oslo Machmoset. Oy Dilme, so you have here these 2 miles. Number one, it's Oslo Machmoset. We wanted to say this is a Hiros Bailis. It's moving a little bit because of him. And the toughest b'meisero is a me'ein achnosa l'rishus that he is commanded noket le'biyodei domi. Since he's holding, since this controls the animal, so it's commanded noket le'biyodei, so there is a hiros b'ayos achnosa l'rishus. But tzach lo'ima the toughest b'avos nami machmosei. Oidu ma'manig odit, the ozlo machmosei tube. This is an indirect cause of making it go. That means he's sitting on the behemoth, and because of this, the animal goes. It's also hayros bailus, but it's not a direct anhoge of the behemoth. Manig is mamish, he's directing mamish the behemoth. Idil ma manig odif to ozo machmosito. Di loy mi boy leberochet elam ibishim the tofes pogredo. If you will say that the whole mile of Rochav is because it's tough is for grade, that's the whole thing. It's not moving at all. He's holding the reins in this such a kinyan. Shmuel said that the more want to bring a riot, just like Shmuel holds that Yoshev, you're not like it, the Rochav is not coming. What is the comparison of Yoshev to of Kloyim to Kinyan? V'leileinyin Kloyim ain't toli klal betvisa ella ba'ozlo machmosei. By Kloyim need leisanik leisachashe b'chmo yenir anhoge ba'ozlo machmosei. V'leileinyin Kinyan toli kim betofes ba'vloi ba'ozlo machmosei. That means if you will say that the soul maila of Rochav is because it's toughest b'meiseira, that is the maise kinyan. So how are you comparing kloyim to kinyan? That means even though we hold by kloyim, you need oslo machmosei. So it could be there Shmuel hold that Yoshev is not like it. Asha'inkein by kinyan, that what it's toughest b'meiseira is sufficient. So we see from this that no, that Zichel Rochav also needs an Oslo Machmosei. Perhaps it's not such a great Oslo Machmosei. It's only Mikoyche Chivosei. But together with Tovas Memeseira, the Gemara the Tzad, that it should be Koine, and the Tzad, perhaps it's better than money.